sunrise boat.
Something which in itself is not muksa. Elam shum sibachit sinus culture, because an outside point makes a muksa. Ainam shay the talent to the shelf of Ashmosh. You can't move in Ashmoshes. Then also the talent gam achre shahusru ash in the skull of Shabbos sibozeka. Even if it moves away, you can't move it on Shabbos. Rap shas at chak, like a shakaimer of shores, but I have shores for chaker like him in Ashmosh at Doha Mutter. No chain. Deles shahoisa also the poischa, a deles which you couldn't open up. Mishum ne doluk, because there was a light burning. Shenim to korel, there was rain near to it. The el pet you give us a few lama gimel. Also the poischa gam achasha ne kovah. One may not open up this door even after the candle has gone out. Elim who shas at chash, sorry, the colors of dirosa. Unless you got mamish shas at chash, you're out. Otherwise, you've got a problem with moxie. Says. Now I didn't get a chance to look at the new madura. If anyone's cholik on this. But that's how he learns the Shmuel Shabbos. The Shmuel Shabbos is machmir on this point. He
couldn't open it before when it was,
because you couldn't open it when the nair was burning. It was muksa.
Right.
He learns it was muksa, that door. The door has muksa.
Well, so you have to see when it comes to the candlestick
on it after when the candlestick's gone out. If you, because the light is burning, the candlestick's gone out. Oh, so that's what I'm telling you. That's what we came to. That's a shadow. Can you move a table with the candles burning on it?
Yes.
The turds is meikat, and you could really, if you're very careful, if the flame doesn't move. It's not muhat, as you move the table. That's how, well, that's how we came to this whole Shul Torah, actually, really. I say, I had this punk this week, actually, a Friday night, we lit the Shabbos nail, I came to sit on the table. For some reason, someone had moved the table right far back. So the people who were sitting by the swarm shrunk, they couldn't really get in. The shayla is like, can you move that table? There, you could. What, even when the cow's on it. Because there, if you move it very carefully, it's not mukha that you're going to make the flame change backwards and forwards, and therefore that's not mukha. Here, the door, if you open the door, we're talking about Zion Katimtsa, where if you open the door, the flame is going to go either go out or whatever it is, it's going to make a major thing to it. That says the Shmuel Shabbos is much worse. That could be
problematic. Why?
Shabbos got a bottle of Isra Heta, yeah? It's a bottle of Isra Heta. The table is a bottle of Isra Heta. The table's got all cut over there.
On the candle
burning, have you got a heta on the tree or not?
No, not when it's burning.
Great. Then you take a right. Take a after you take a water box, sir. You take a right. If you've got no heta on the tree, even when the cow's right, cut the tree.
You put the halos on the other side.
It has to be there when it's burning.
You only move it after the candle's gone out.
No, that's what I'm telling you. The same heta. I know it's better not to move, but I'm saying you could technically move it, really. Technically, I say, in my case over there with the table, you're allowed, in such a case, you'd be allowed to move it, Taka. If you get stuck, you can't get in there. You could move. You move it very carefully.
You've got nothing on the candlesticks. Just the candlesticks and the tray. You've got something on the table, it's okay to move.
Look, you got what? Nothing on the candlestick tree.
Nothing on the candlestick tree.
Got a table. The table, you've got cutlery on the table. So the mice, the table's not a bottle.
The table.
You should be careful. He's right, the mice. You have to be careful with it because it's not ideal. Moving the candlestick tree.
I don't know,
because the flame moving, that's what that's called. It could be that's nothing, that flame moving. It's just not really changing, really. It could be. That's passion, it's nothing. But I'm saying, you have to be careful. I want to say it's like a kilometer. Okay, everybody say. Let's move on to today's thing. So yesterday we finished. What were we talking about yesterday? Yesterday we spoke about electrical appliances. This is interesting about this electrical appliances. Very interesting. So the Meister, we said yesterday that there is a, it's hard to know what the issue is exactly with electric. I say it was a big tumult in the posture when electric came out, what exactly the issue is. So we said the Chaznish is the most famous one. The Chaznish says that the issue of electric is the issue of boiler. Now you have to think to yourself very carefully about this Chaznish, because it's very nagedis. Once the current is on, well, if someone's got, let's say, a radio on, or tape recorder on, and you turn the volume up, are you doing an issa according to the Chaznish? Now I'll tell you why this comes in, it's much what we're going to talk about today, Bezer Shem, yeah? So that, the first thing to know is to put the electric on for the first time on Shabbos, that the Chaznish says an issa deraisa of binyan. I, we asked yesterday, it's oimer to go on and off. The chayit should be like a door. It's like binyan. It's oimer to close and open that circuit. It's meant to open and close. Why should it be an issa deraisa? The teretz is, says the Chaznish, about such a fundamental change that you're making over here is much worse than a door. And therefore, that's a proper shinui. And therefore, that's an issa deraisa of boina. Mm-hmm. Others say it's not boina. Some say it's mavi. Some say it's bishul. Others say, well, it's going to be all different sorts of things. Some say it's moilid rea. It's not moilid. Moilid. An issa moilid. And some say it's up to the chayot. So you've got derises and drabons. We said yesterday, nafkum in izal, gabe a goy. You know, people ask sometimes, are you allowed to have a baby alarm on? A baby alarm is the washer. Let's say you plug into the socket over here, let's say a baby's sleeping in this room. So you've got to put the plug into a socket, a special alarm, which picks up all the noises of the baby. You're sitting downstairs. And the mice says, it's quite a step to go upstairs every time to see the baby. See, what you want to do is you want to hear the baby cries, for example, you know that's all right. Is that allowed to be done on Shabbos or not? Yeah. I must tell you, I once read a story, actually.
Every time the voice goes on, the baby cries, you're causing another current to go through, don't you?
Suppose it's the baby causing it, yeah?
The baby's causing
it. I must tell you one thing, I once read a story, actually. There was a person, a young couple, who just got married. And they've been invited by another couple who had a baby. And what happened was, let's call the couple who were the host and hostess, Moshe and Rochel. Moshe and Rochel had a baby, and when they're eating with the young couple just got married, they're eating, so Rochel goes upstairs to tend to the baby. And she's busy out there for a few minutes, and she says to Moshe, she goes down, she calls up, Moshe, can you come and help me? So Moshe goes up, and Moshe goes and helps Rochel. Rochel says to Moshe, she said, that woman downstairs, she's so ugly, I don't know how. She's so ugly, I can't believe that the person married her.
That's what she's got on.
She's got the intercom on. Anyway, she didn't know what was going on, and then I said, funny shidduch, I don't know who made that shidduch, really, it's really strange. Have you ever seen such a person? I can't believe it. Can't believe those two got married together. Anyway, she finished doing what she had to do with the baby with the husband. It came down to the table. It was absolute silence at the table, as you can understand. Very embarrassing. The meister, the meal carried on, unfortunately, wasn't very pleasant. Anyway, they finished the meal. She couldn't make the young couple couldn't. The people and the host and the host couldn't understand what happened, what the hell they done wrong. Anyway, eventually, they obviously chat. They realized what happened. It's a big limit, this lesson, I must tell you. Because, you know, you have to think before you speak. I told you this once, also important, is I told you once, I once heard from Mordechai Miller himself, actually, he said this, he was once collecting an island for the Gates of Tzem, and he stayed by the old chief rabbi, Rabbi Chikovowitz. So he said he was there one particular time, and he said there was a Shavuos going on. So he said he was invited to the Shavuos. The Shavuos was beautiful, it's a beautiful affair. All of a sudden the chief rabbi gets up, Chikovowitz, and Racha, he said, I've got a very special thing to bring in for the Chosman Kallah today. All quiet. He goes out of the room. He comes in with a big machine, a big tape recorder. He puts it down on the table, and he says, "Rabbeinu, this is a new machine. It's just come out. There's a big reel over here, a big reel over there." He says, "Look, I want to show you what happens. You push this down, push that down, and you can record what happens." He said, "I think it's a fantastic thing," he said, "for the Chosn and Kallah, if we do this thing tonight as a souvenir for them, that, you know, we'll have this on. They'll be able to hear themselves for years to come." So they did it. He said, "There was absolute silence in the room. No one spoke." He said, "What was the limit from there?" If you know that what you're saying is being taped, you think twice. A voice is an important limit. Anyway, so here we want to know, can you have a baby alarm on? That's the shaila. So shaila number one is, you have to know, what is surah involved over here? So I'm telling you. Is that, what? Yeah, I'm telling you. So he said, so the shaila, what's the baby alarm? What's the shaila? So there's a few shailas that could be involved with a baby alarm. So the baby's making a noise. Let's say the baby starts crying. Now, pashtus making many poskim hold that the electric that goes on is nothing. Once the electricity is on already, the actual more noise going on doesn't make any effect. No more electrical impulses going on. Some do say about it, I'll tell you this a bit more in detail in a few minutes. Pashtus has not much of the issa. The issa that people are busy with over here is Hashmos Koil. This is a keli which is made for Hashmos Koil. It's made to magnify a sound. Is that awesome? Is it all to the chol? So a macro, it's absolutely to a macro, yeah? Here the difference is, here's a child. You must read, here's what tzorich of a child. So many poskim hold that really the tzorich of a child over here really is mutter. It's chol, it's not chol, but child, a young child who's got a little chol, a little baby's got a child of a chol. Young child with a chol, it's necessary, he's crying, the parents can't hear him, so it's necessary for a child to be known, and it should be noticed that he's not so good, the parents come and look after him. That's okay, the only thing you have to be careful, and both of the chol also, they say for the circle of the cotton, you're allowed to do that. The only thing you must be careful about, obviously, what you have to be careful about, Rabbi Yisai?
You can't go in the room,
Yeah, that when you go in the room, Rabbi Yisai, then you can't start passing a message down to your wife below, for example. You can't say down to her down below, let you know it's very cold up here, or take the thing out of the fridge, so don't make sure the thing's out of the fridge. Yeah, or the person's not very good, yeah, the person's ugly. That you have to be careful with. But other than that, the chol, that's mutter. So that, the chol is mutter. I'm saying others don't like this, or it could be a zilzul. So one should ask a shayla. One should ideally ask a shayla, but I'm saying, pashtus, mitzav halocha, if you ask him mitzav halocha, this thing, taka, is the chol and mutter. that really. Now, the thing is, it's going to call a Zilzum in Shabbos. I once had someone come to me once, not so far away, they wanted to know if they could bring their, what's it called, you can have it mobile as well, you don't have to plug it into the socket anymore nowadays. Now you can just transfer it. You can bring it from one house to the other. So they want to know if they could bring it from the house around, the remote control one. They want to know, can they come, they were a few doors away, wherever it is, they want to know, can they bring it round and leave it in and the thing. They have to know, that could be a bit of a Zilzum in Shabbos where it is. Yeah, that one has to ask for Shabbos, but the whole thing is an interesting idea. That's number one. Shabbos, they're carrying Erev, let's say. They're carrying Erev. They want to know, can they bring it on Shabbos? They want to eat by you. They want to leave the child sleeping at home. They want to leave the child sleeping at home. It's a remote control. So, yeah. When it comes to?
When it comes to
big
ones,
what's that?
There's one where it's a passing sound down the whole time. So if you're listening on the tube again, on the parents end, you're hearing wind and you're hearing coughs and everything. But there's no type of that. It doesn't, if you're listening, you don't hear anything except when there's a loud noise. So you only hear the wind. I'm sorry, if the wind is different, you won't hear the car going past.
Only hear the baby sound.
Only when the baby starts coughing or talking.
There's a difference. So the electric's going on the whole time. The electric's working the whole time.
I
understand. I still think it's on the whole time. I don't know how it works, but I don't think it's much. Once it's on, I don't because that's the shine. I must say, this is an interesting point what he's talking about here. I asked the Rav today, the fellow actually told me today, I asked him, is there any Issa, the Moshel, for example, in this point we're talking about, the Moshel, let's say a microphone's on already. Is there an Issa speak on a microphone? Is there an Issa once the electric comes on, Moshel turning up the volume, all these things? So he said something, Machre, he said, something happened, the Shai is what it is. The Shai is something happened. You're not making pass, you're not making new circuits. You're not making new circuits. He said to me, it's called, in Hebrew, that's called Chizuk HaZerem. He says, there are some Gedolim in Etzrol who held that was a problem according to the Chazanish. They held it was Nisar Isa. But many others held it was no problem. They held once it's on.
You got a Shia going on, you keep it, mate, on.
No, I haven't finished yet, my friend. I'm talking about derisors, first of all. We're talking about derisors. Is there an Issa, according to Chaznish, who holds an Issa opinion, is there a derisatic problem of if a person talks into a microphone? The microphone was set before Shabbos, and you want to come in and speak. So the Maestro, nothing, no new circuits being made. The circuits being made already. So that, he told me, is a bit unclear. So the Maestro, some possible Issa to a microphone, he holds personally, there's no problem whatsoever. Mitzvah electricity, there's no problem whatsoever. That's not called anything to do with Chaznish, and he thinks that the Chaznish holds that's mutter, there's no problem at all. That. The only issue you've got with a microphone, the apostle can say, is the Issa Hashmos Ko. There's an Issa Drabonon that you mustn't use a keli which makes a noise. Like a Hoover on Shabbos, or like a mill, the Shulchan Aruch case is talking about a mill on Shabbos, yeah, it makes a machine. This is also very similar to this, Hashmos Ko, it amplifies the sound. It's very much Asher Milsa, it's very much a Zilzan of the Shabbos, and therefore, if you're asking, can you use a microphone, the Territory Zilzan can't. But it's also Drabonon of the Raisa, that's the difference. That's a bechilik. So mitzvah the isra binyan, even though you're making new sounds come out of there, but that many possible seem to take on. That's not a new circuit you're making, which makes it very understandable. I mean, I don't know much how electric works, but you can understand once you've got a circuit connected already.
The theory is that it shouldn't possibly use a one on Shabbos. Listen to a shiur on Shabbos. Call the shiur.
There's two things. One is of Ashmos Kohl. That is, it must amplify noise. There's nothing Ashmos Kohl. That's the wrong machine that is on Shabbos. It's a very important Shabbos.
There's a voice call that hits underneath.
Yeah, but it's a Zilzum Shabbos. Afterwards, people hear that it's been done on Shabbos. It's a Zilzum. Yeah. You're right. It could be some of Dinah's mutter. But it's a Zilzum Shabbos. I want to find out. That Rabbi said, it's very Nagayadis. I'll tell you why it's Nagayadis. Unfortunately, the Moshe is shy with a hearing aid. Can you speak? Someone's got a hearing aid. Yes. So there's a very interesting shayla about this. I might say, "Oh, it's Shabbos, huh?"
Can you wear?
So there's two shaylas. First of all, can you wear a hearing aid? Let's start with the beginning. Yeah. Shayla one is, can you wear a hearing aid? Now you must realize when a person wears something on Shabbos, either has to be a malbush or it has to be mamas meshamash the guf. Glasses are meshamash the guf. Why? Because if I don't wear my glasses, my eyes get strained. It's a bother on the eye if you don't wear glasses. A hearing aid actually does nothing to the ear. There's no loss to the ear if I can't hear. It can't hear, that means it's bad for me because I can't hear what's being said. But there's no, there's a strain on my eyes. My eye is being strained. It's a bother for my eye to use the eye. No, it's not true. I don't have to hear what someone's saying. There's no chiv me to hear what someone's telling me. I want to. that's the limit. There's no here. It's what? That's like a Norway of Mahalo. No, you don't have to. You can walk in the street without anyone speaking to you. In fact, I'm not sure. This is the whole time. There's also the Norway of the street. It's not a normal thing. I'd say a person often walks in the street and he doesn't speak to anyone. A person doesn't walk in the street with his eyes closed. So it's a chid. I'm not saying it's posh, it's also, I'm just saying in that way it's a chidish, like that hearing aid. It's not the same, it's not mishamish to gov, the same as an eyeglass, as glasses. Even so, many poshim hold its mutter, and they tie the side which is on the body so much, it becomes part of the body, it becomes a chelik of the gov, and it's mutter to wear. The Meister bring an interesting riot, they bring a riot from an Eved, an Eved is allowed to walk around with chains on his feet. Because that was a symbol of Avdus. Because there's no tzorich in it at all. But it does a purpose. It's doing something. It belongs to him. That's how he walks. That becomes part of him.
You can't use it for Friday night.
So that's something a bit different. You just use it for part of the time. That's really worse. But the voice, the hearing aids, it normally belongs to a person. But a normal person wears a hearing aid. He's using it the whole time. That's what happens. It's a normal thing to wear. I must say, the Orech HaShabbos actually brings a machlokes about this, yeah? About the hearing aid. Let's just see if we can find it inside here. Turning volume out is much worse than Meister turning out volume. That they say you shouldn't do. Turning up the volume, interfering with the actual circuit. Even if it's a zen, but some say it's still interfering with it, still is playing around with a cliché, you shouldn't play around with it, you shouldn't interfere with a cliché. Let me just show you where this is over here, wearing it. In Perek Kav Ches, Sif Kav Lamed, Kav Ches. Kav Ches. Going out with a hearing aid, the das hasoyim shemutli shel rosh avos nechlik vadeis. Yesh hasoyim shemutli losin rosh avos shem shegam misham shlegov who came miskafayim something like that. So yesh oistum mazev ra oros. He brings a machlokes about this. Number one, the next one is about speaking to a hearing aid. Can you speak to someone who's got a hearing aid? Again, here is also what?
And he's wearing it. Can speak to him?
No, for him to hear something might be all right, but you have to speak to him directly. So that, many possibly say, the Moshe Rabbeinu Yashim holds you, one shouldn't speak to a person who's wearing a hearing aid directly. But if he's in a room where the sound of the chazan, the Moshe is singing in the shul, he's not behoved to stop because of the hearing aid. But he says, the Maisa, a person shouldn't speak directly. Many other possibly will disagree with this. And many, many possibly hold, interesting what the svar is, they time her that it hasn't got into the cliché, this one over here. A cliché normally amplifies the sound for everyone to hear. Here, no one else hears it besides the person who's wearing it. So it could be, it's not even called a cliché. And Avshar Milsa as well, they type about, no one hears what's going on. It could be, it's much more good. This seems to be the consensus of posthum. Many posthums will take on like this, that it's mutter to speak even if someone's wearing it. I must tell you one thing, once someone told him, he said, someone once asked the Rav in town if he's allowed to get a goy to push him because he needs a wheelchair, he can't walk around. So the Rav said he doesn't hold his mutter. He said he shouldn't go to shul on Shabbos, he should stay at home, he shouldn't get a goy to push him. Many years later, the Rav phoned up this person. He said, I must ask you for mechila. He said, what do you mean? He said, I'll tell you the truth, I'm in the same position as you are. And I, unfortunately, also, I'm bedridden. I can't go out of my house. I need a wheelchair to take me out. He said, I didn't realize what tzorich is to go out on Shabbos. I didn't realize this tzorich. It's very, very hard to be cooped in the whole time, not to go to a minyan and everything. He said, had I realized at the time how much of a tzorich is, I think I would have been matting you to Amir Lakum to get a non-Jew to push it. So one always has to weigh up the situation. It's a difficult thing to tell someone, no, actually, I've got a hearing aid, can't use it, so it's very hard. Very difficult. I'm saying the mice, it looks like many possums seem to take on that one may speak to a person who's got a hearing aid, even directly. So wearing it, many possums hold his mutter, and even speaking to someone who's got a hearing aid, the mice, and many people hold that also mutter too. What? Yeah, it's very hard now. In the raw, I understand where he's coming from, but he didn't realize what so it was.
Imagine my.